on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield, live from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel and Casino. This is the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, brought to you by Findlay Toyota, MGM Resorts International, NV Energy, and by Findlay Chevrolet. Now, here are your hosts, John Sandler and Robert Smith.
Welcome once again to Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino, the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, talking Running Rebel basketball. Rebels winners of two straight, now 16-6 on the year, 5-4 in Mountain West Conference play, and feeling pretty good until they look at the schedule. We won't talk about that for a little while. We're gonna spend a little bit of time looking back at what the Rebels have accomplished over the last week or so, and it's been a lot of fun. And then we'll worry about what's coming up after that. We're working on the audio here for you, and we'll get it done in just a moment. But we appreciate all of you tuning in. And now we're good to go. Welcome again to Bailiwick, the Marvin Menzies Radio Show. Thanks. We have a great crowd tonight. Appreciate all of you coming out. As I mentioned, Rebels now 16-6, 5-4 in conference, winners of two straight, and getting ready for a couple of tough roadies. But we're gonna focus on what's happened recently for a little bit. John Sandler, Robert Smith, and head coach Marvin Menzies with you. And Robert, been a lot of fun the last couple of days. The victories over San Jose State and San Diego State, taking care of the Cal State schools. We can play Long Beach, Northridge, and some of the other ones too later. But
I'd be happy with that.
Took care of those two, and the guys really coming together and playing well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good time for them to come together too this time of year, get everything together, and just get to a point of where you feel good about each other.
Right.
And that's what it boils down to.
Coach, you've had different guys step up. Earlier in the conference season, we talked about it being a little bit of whack-a-mole from a basketball standpoint. You fix one thing and another thing pops up. It's kind of flipped now where that's a good thing, where one guy steps up. Shakur was absolutely dominant and almost unstoppable against San Diego State, and last night was the Brandon McCoy show against San Jose State, but everybody making contributions.
No doubt, and you know, it could be Jordy the next night or Jovan the night after that, but I think the best night is when you have multiple contributors, and I think that's when, you know, like any good engine, when it's clicking on all cylinders, that's when you're going to be able to get to your top speed. So we're optimistic that those days will come, and hopefully they'll come sooner than later.
Let's talk about start with San Diego State, and you know, you've been part of that rivalry on both sides. You refer to the coaching staff in San Diego because they've had so much stability.
Right.
Even though Coach Fisher is now retired, the other three guys have been there for a very long time. You've
right.
worked with them. They've been part of the long-term success of that program. And the Rebels had been 11 in a row since the Rebels had gotten the victory. Rebels came out, got going right from the jump, and played a terrific ball game on Saturday against the Aztecs.
You know, the thing about that game was I didn't realize the magnitude of the game until after the game was over and we were successful. I usually get texts after wins and losses either way. You know, I'll get some supporting texts. Or I'll get some hang in there text depending on the outcome. And then whenever you play on national television, if it's an ESPN1 or a CBS game or something like that, then, you know, just more people see you, so you get a lot of text in. I got more text off of that win than close to any game this year, maybe except Arizona. And so that's when I was like, "Oh, okay, this was a good one to get underneath our belt."
Yeah, people pay attention. I do the same thing by the number of retweets when I do a little game recap.
Right.
And that one was, I think it set a record for the year.
Yeah, it was probably our best one of the year for sure.
No question. And you know, San Diego State is a little bit of a different team that they've been. Much better shooting team. Don't have the rim protector, but still a long and tough opponent. And I think the thing we've seen from the Rebels really the last three or four games is resiliency. You know, you want to see more consistency, and I think we saw it against San Jose State, certainly in the second half. But a team that sees the other team making a run, maybe even falls behind, but doesn't quit.
Well, that's what we were missing early. I thought the home losses we had, I thought the Northern Iowa loss on the road were all winnable games had we been a little bit more connected, had a little bit more experience of playing together and leadership in the key moments. And the key word probably is experience. I feel like we will learn from those games. Hopefully we'll learn some of those lessons this year and not have to wait till next year to reap the benefits of that kind of experience. But, you know, nonetheless, we're not going out there now as compared to last year where, you know, we don't have a shot. I mean, to be quite honest, we're looking at games now and we're going, okay, this one we should win. This one we got to play a little bit better to get this one done, but we can get this one done. And you're assessing games from an angle of optimism rather than, you know, how do we hold the fort?
Exactly, and that's really what it was last year, and it's one of the reasons we talk about this being the first year of the Marvin Menzies era. Robert, you and I have talked about that a lot. We joked about it here, but it's true. I mean, you know, given the circumstances last year and the nature of how things unfolded, this is really the debut season, and pretty darn good.
It is very good, and you know, when you go through a season like the so-called first one, you know, mm-hmm.
Year zero.
Yeah. That's what we'll call it, year zero. But I've been on teams where it was like that, and it's tough, man, to get up every day and come to a game knowing that, you know, you really don't have a chance of winning it. And but I think this year has really showed that the coaching staff has put something together, and now, you know, they're getting the engine running, and it's time to take off now, you know, so get on board.
Coach, I want to ask a little bit of a different question before we get into the San Jose State game. We're halfway through the conference season.
Right.
You have a couple of seniors on this team, your backcourt, JoJo and Jordy.
Right.
Has it started? Have you seen that little look in their eye yet, or that have they begun to sense that they're on the back stretch of
right.
their college
those
careers.
Those two guys in particular.
Well, they're the two seniors.
Sense of urgency.
Let's see. That's a good question. I'm going to say it's gradually.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a twinkle. You know, it's just there.
Just twinkling, yeah.
Yeah, you see it at practice every once in a while, like in the last week and a half or so. Those two, you know, will engage at a little bit higher level than they normally do, and then it'll drift away, and then the other one will do it, and right. then it'll drift away, and then the other one do it. So, you know, we've been talking a lot because this game is all about mentality. Once you have the hours put into the gym, the skill set, the athleticism, the guy giving gifts, then it's about your mentality and approach to a team sport. And they're still learning. I mean, you know, granted they're seniors, but I've only had one guy for 1 year, and I've only had the other one for 2 years, so in his second year. So it's they're not the prototypical seniors. And I think that hurts a little bit, because obviously if I had them for the whole time, mm-hmm. then we would be much more in sync with each other, you know, as far as what I want them to do when I'm not around. But they're much better than – it's much better than it was last
sure.
year.
Well, and Robert, you know, I mean, it's amazing how quickly that happens. Yeah. It goes from an inkling to all of a sudden, you know, you're standing on the court with mom and a bunch of flowers and your uniform in a frame.
But
and it's,
hey,
wait a minute, what happened?
But you know what's funny? Going into my senior year that summer, after my junior year, that's when it hit me. It's like, man, I'll be
right
a senior
before,
next
yeah,
year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So you know what? All summer long, I kept telling myself, your senior year is coming up. How do you take the pressure off of yourself? You know,
right.
And the one thing I did, and I told my kids the same thing. I said, when you get to your senior year, don't put the pressure on yourself. Take it off. So I told myself all summer, I'm going to have fun this year.
Right,
I'm going
right.
to make it fun. I'm going to make it, you know, not just about me, but about the team. And then, you know, and this is what I did.
That's a great perspective.
Yeah. It really is.
I set team goals and I set individual goals.
Mm-hmm.
But the team goals were first.
Right.
And the individual were second. So I didn't want anything to take away from it being a team feeling.
Words of wisdom from one of the greatest rebels of all time.
No doubt.
No, that's real. That really is good stuff. That really is good stuff. And where were you last summer when I asked
this? I was on vacation.
I take it for granted because, you know, you guys come on all the trips and you're around so much. Right. And, it, you know, sometimes you say, hey, Rob, do me a favor. Go ahead.
He's available. Whatever, you know. He's available. There's no doubt about it. I don't think we have to worry about Jordy having fun.
No, Jordy's back to enjoying himself. He was stressing a little bit at one point, but he's doing a good job now.
He really is. And JoJo's going through, you know, he's a shooter, and JoJo's will have up and downs. And the good thing is the rest of the guys are picking him up now instead of relying on him.
Exactly.
And we saw that last night.
Right.
The other side of the coin, you know, not the seniors but the freshmen.
Right.
And we've talked about them a lot, but Nunu and Amari and Mbake primarily, those three guys, they're just getting started.
Right.
And to have them begin to blossom, it's just, I mean, how excited are you to be able to have the notion of being able to have these guys on your program? You talked about JoJo only a year and a half, Jordy, you know, a half year really.
Right.
But to have these guys around for, you know, 3-4 years.
You know what? I think that's what's making me so optimistic daily about the future. You know, and just to look at, you know, those guys that you mentioned and think about their long-term journey. And I know each one of them, like Amari and Nunu, and maybe not as much Mbake coming from another country, but I know for a fact, and they might not admit it to me, but I know they're struggling or struggle at times with their new roles and their new journey here. But the good thing is they're team guys. You know, they both are high-level team guys, and I think that if they continue to trust us, trust the staff, whatever little doubts they may seep into their minds about what should be or what they should be doing, we'll get a chance to continue to prove ourselves to them through education, you know, on the floor, off the floor, and just how, like, for example, you know, you could look back even at last year's team, year zero. Each one of those guys is still playing professional basketball because I'm still invested in their lives, you know. So I think if you do that year after year after year, you continue to take care of your guys and continue to make sure they're good, then as a result, you garner more respect from the student-athletes, and it flows over into your recruiting and everything else.
I was thinking about today. I want to sit down with Amari, and I want to show him Jimmer Fredette's box scores from his freshman year, from his sophomore year, from his junior year, and his senior year. I mean, as a freshman, I think Jimmer – I mean, and you're talking about one of the top – maybe five offensive players, certainly offensive
ever.
I mean, don't do me a favor. Don't do that. Okay.
but just the progression and the kids they just don't have the perspective that you know you're not getting as many minutes and you're not scoring the way you did as a senior in high school, but you're gonna be a senior in college and it's gonna come.
And it's gonna come with winning, you know, because all the individual accolades are a result of success if you do it the right way. I mean, if you're successful on the floor, there's no question that I don't think a team has ever won the conference championship and not had two guys on the all-conference team or the first team or something. I mean, you know, it's just it goes with winning. And so the winning will take care of a lot of the individual accolades. So, again, even though you may want numbers and you may want to think that like, there's so many guys that think that their stats will propel them into being a pro.
Right.
And I can tell you, I doubt very seriously that the leading scorer in NCAA is
very rare.
Very rare that guy's in the lottery. It's not. Now you go back to championship teams.
Right.
You're going to have a whole bunch of guys in the lottery.
Well, no, you're right. I mean, you look at it, the leading scorer in the NCAA is usually a guy from a smaller school who shoots a lot of threes and just puts up big numbers because he doesn't have the support on his team, and he's the guy launching the ball in the basket all the time.
Exactly.
But he's not an NBA talent.
Right.
And, well, you know, I think that's exactly right.
Well, go ahead, Rob.
No, you go ahead.
Well, we're hitting each other.
You go.
No, after you. So, That was a first by the time.
I know. I thought you guys would have had your routine down by now. This is our 73rd show. You think you'd have figured it out by now.
Beat and repeat.
Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to let these two compose themselves. And then we're going to come back. And, you know, since he's sitting in front of us, we're going to talk about the San Jose State game and the guy who really dominated that game, Brandon McCoy. Talk about that. Talk about his teammates and let Coach brag on him a little bit. And embarrass him just a little bit because he's sitting here. You are listening to the Marvin Menzies radio show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
At Findlay Toyota, our mission statement reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, come in today. At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell your car.
When is Dad's birthday? Did you hit reply all by accident? Why is your emergency kit filled with jelly beans? You've got a lot to think about. At AAA, we want to take auto and home insurance off your mind. Just visit a AAA branch. Call 800-JOIN-AAA or visit AAA.com/protect for a quote. And right now, we'll give you a free safety starter kit. Two problems solved. Offer good through March 31st, 2018, while supplies last. Restrictions apply.
Runnin' Rebel Basketball is here, so you know what that means. It's the time to gather around at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And why would you go anywhere else? We have over 32 TVs, great Budweiser specials for all Rebel games, and the best bar food, voted by you in the 2017 Best of Las Vegas survey. Yep, another one. Come be a part of the excitement this season and join other Rebel fans as they cheer on the team and cheers to a win. Or if you want to host your own viewing party, ask about reserving our bungalow room. Born and Raised on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
That's John Barr. Last week I saw him split a coconut with his forehead and a can of spray cheese just to sell somebody a car.
Still recovering, but it was worth it, though.
No, he heard you!
And his hearing is remarkable. Is there anything that man can't do?
Actually, I can't use chopsticks. But besides that, I'll do anything to sell you a car.
At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
With Nevada's highest level of care, UMC is here to deliver in the clutch. We're making critical plays everywhere it counts with the state's only level one trauma center, Nevada's only burn care center, the state's sole transplant center, and Nevada's most advanced comprehensive pediatric care at Children's Hospital of Nevada at UMC. Your hometown hospital supports our hometown team. Go Runnin' Rebels. To find out more, visit umcsn.com.
Energy never disappears. It simply gets passed on to the next person, and the next. Until before you know it, the entire community can feel it. In the last 5 years, we've given more than $27 million and over 175,000 volunteer hours to Nevada nonprofits. And we'll continue to give back, because what's good for the community is good for all of us. Learn more at nvenergy.com/powerofgood.
At Findlay Toyota, our mission statement reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, come in today. At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell your car.
U.S. Bank offers easy person-to-person payments with Zelle. Person-to-person, like the sometimes fan to the super fan for that last-minute ticket to the game. Or the tailgate guest to the tailgate griller for the pregame grub. Pay whoever for whatever, whenever, with Zelle. It's free in the U.S. Bank mobile app. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Network is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, U.S. Bank member FDIC.
Turn the world's most refreshing beer into courtside cheers. Get the Coors Light XP app to start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences and rewards, like exclusive access to your favorite sporting events and Coors Light gear. Coors Light XP. Download it from the App Store today. No purchase necessary in select states. Rewards subject to availability while supplies last. 50 US/DC 21+ only. See terms in-app and at CoorsLight.com/XP. Great beer, great responsibility. 2017 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Chris's second free throw, no good. Guess who's got the rebound? And the slam dunk! Brandon McCoy, his best game as a Runnin' Rebel thus far. Brandon McCoy leading the Rebels to the victory last night over San Jose State. 22, 23 points and 18 rebounds for the big man. And just did a terrific job. Both ends of the floor played great defense as well. John Sandler, Robert Smith, and the head coach Marvin Menzies from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. We'll hear from Brandon McCoy live in just a couple of minutes. But right now, talking to Coach Menzies and Coach, you know, last night San Jose State coming off the San Diego State game. I know you didn't want to talk about it too much before the game, but there certainly was a chance for a letdown, and whether the guys came out just a little bit flat or whatever happened, got off to a slow start. You got that timeout. You got Chris Clyburn in the game, and it really got the Rebels going.
Yeah, I think we showed some film today on just we showed actually the first few possessions of the Virginia-Louisville game, I think it was, who played last night as well. And we just showed them the difference between the number one defensive team in the country and their intensity and their stances and their posture and their energy, you know, when the game started. And then we showed us. And then after we did the timeout, then we showed us, you know. So it was kind of like, okay, you know, I can only tell you guys, but you guys got to figure it out. How when the ball is tipped up, it's go time. And luckily, we were able to collect ourselves. And I don't think people understand how good that 0-10 team is. I know it sounds kind of cliche, but they really are guys that are getting better and staying engaged, even though they don't have a good record. But I do think that, you know, we did what we needed to do to get the win. We bounced back, and so now it's a matter of continuing to learn from all these things and continue to show them film. You know, Brandon had a good game statistically, and even he knows, as we sat and watched film, like, okay, this possession you could have had multiple efforts here. Here's where you could have got a little better and done this. And what I love about Brandon, and I won't say too much about him because he's about to come up anyway, and I don't want to give him a big head, but
the headset doesn't stretch
out. Yeah, that, trust me, he's one of the most humble guys on the team. I'm not worried about that. But no, on a serious note, he's so engaged in his own development, and I talk about that, and I use that cliche a lot and that phrase a lot with different guys, but it really applies to Brandon because, you know, when you talk to him, especially like in a film session or, you know, in the office and you're going over stances or you're showing him something on the floor, he just looks at you and he goes, okay, gotcha. Yeah, oh, that was my bad. I mean, there were three times last night where he knew right away that he slipped up and he looked over and he's like, ah, that's my fault. And you got to love coaching guys like that because, you know, just I can get to the next possession if his response is positive right. Like that. So he's, you know, he's a young guy and he's still learning, but his upside is off the charts.
Really is. I thought it was great to see Chris Clyburn come in and play so well off the bench. He'd been struggling a little bit, but he knocked down a big shot, had a couple of huge defensive plays, and was as I said, he was kind of the spark that got the Rebels going.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, from that three possession between he and Nunu, you know, Nunu was a little nervous and played a little jittery for whatever reason last night, and so he had some miscues and because they were really sagging in the paint, and so he's trying to be a good teammate and bounce for others, but you know he's got to play smaller. I won't get to the technical terms too much, but the bottom line is he had a couple miscues, but it was good when Chris at that same position, the three position, came in because between the both of them, I don't if you have the stats here, but between the both of them, they had a good line. And that's to me, it doesn't matter whose face is out there. It's a matter, you know, of the production level because it's about winning games at the end of the day. That's one of the components of the program. And both of those guys between Chris and
21
between
points.
Yeah, 21 between the both of them. That's a pretty good line for the three man.
No doubt. And you'll take that every night.
Every night.
Robert and I talked about it. Robert, we talked about it last night. And I'm not saying this is the case or whether it will continue or whatever. But there are guys who benefit from coming off the bench.
Right. Yeah, and you know, guys that they have a chance to see the game and know the pace of the game, and then when they come in, you know, they can have the energy level to keep the game going. But you know, it's rare, but a lot of guys like coming off the bench better.
Yeah, and whether it is because you see the game, whether it's because you have a sense of gathering the pace of the game and getting up there, there are a lot of things. One guy who I think likes starting. And it just got better looking up here. We are now joined by the outstanding freshman center for the Runner Rebels, Brandon McCoy. Brandon, really appreciate you coming down and joining us. And have a little fun with us. We're going to spend some time talking with you about a lot of things, about basketball, about your life off the court, things like that, because it's our first chance to visit. But, you know, last night, I said it during the game, you couldn't hear the highlight, one of your slam dunks that I went crazy on. I said at that point there was no doubt that this was certainly in conference and maybe for the whole year your best and most complete game as a runner Rebel last night.
Well, this is my first radio show, so
you'll be fine. You're just talking to us. Ignore all those people. Right, you're just talking to us.
And you know how to put the headset on, so you're done. Yeah. You're good.
Yeah, and you got it. Don't worry about it. But you looked comfortable on the floor on both ends last night.
It's just, you know, my teammates and my coaches just pushing me to new levels. I got great teammates and coaches. And, you know, I just went out there and just played my game.
You did, but, you know, what's been the hardest thing about adjusting to Division I basketball for you?
I'd say just the scouting report, how you got to really pay attention to every little detail, especially in conference. I feel like it was a wide awakening for me that, you know, teams break down our players so well. And, you know, just being like Coach said, head on a swivel all the time.
Yeah, they know your tendencies. They know what you like
right,
to do.
Right.
They know what you don't like to do. Has the other side of the scouting report been difficult, understanding what you need to do on the defensive end and how to attack another team?
Well, in high school, you know, like it's a really big difference as far as like competitiveness. I'm a competitive person, and I want to get better every day, every game. But, you know, just being – because I was in high school, I was always the tallest guy, and I really didn't have to really worry about the person scoring on me, so I would get a little lazy. But my coach has really been they've been really good at teaching me, you know, how to keep my head on the swivel and just learn every day on the defensive end.
Brandon, coming from high school to college, did you have a goal or a set of goals that you wanted to achieve coming into college?
I think really my goal was to the first to win the championship.
Uh-huh.
And then secondly, for like individually, I say just to lead my team in rebounding and block shots and just try to get better each and every game.
I think last night you took the lead in rebounding on your team. But you got that guy number 10 with those long arms and those giant hands. He's pretty good at that rebounding thing, you think?
Yeah, Shakur is a really good player. And he, like I said, I always say I'm really glad to have him on my team because without him, I don't think I would be the player I am today because he pushes me to another level. He probably doesn't even know that. But just the competitiveness that he has when it comes to being on the glass and just being able to play the game and just be able to find open people. And just he plays the game the right way, and it teaches me a lot.
He does. And I'm sure you've learned a lot from a lot of your teammates. That's got to be different from high school.
Exactly. My senior year, not to throw any shade on my senior year, but we didn't really have a
– You guys were terrible.
Yeah, we were really terrible.
You're terrible.
I was probably the only player on the team, and – to believe it or not, I used to run guard my senior year.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, nobody knows that I can dribble and stuff. Coach Menzies won't tell you. But, it's been a couple games where Coach Menzies seen me have to bring the ball up the court and all that. But being able to play with such a great point guard like Jordy and JoJo, it makes the job a whole lot easier.
Yeah, we saw you dribble. I think we were in Colorado State, and you grabbed a rebound, and there wasn't anybody there, and you headed up the floor.
Yeah.
And I looked over, and Coach Menzies, you won't remember Fred Sanford, but he had his hand on his chest, and he was screaming for Lisbeth.
I'm coming home, Lisbeth.
I'm not sure he was thrilled by that.
Yeah, I mean, I could dribble the ball. It's just, you know.
You got all those little guys swatting at it.
Yeah, it's not what the game called for, you know. Hopefully – one day the game's going to be called for that, but right now that's Jordy's job.
Yeah, the point center. I don't think we're there yet.
You know what my high school coach told me?
Right.
Whenever our big men would handle the ball, he goes, hey, God made centers and he made guards for a reason.
But you got players like DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis changing the game every day.
No, exactly. No, it's good to be versatile.
Right.
You know,
you got to have those skills.
Exactly.
No doubt about it. You have gone through your freshman season thus far, and you know you started off and lived up to the billing, and everybody was all excited. And then you had a little bit of a lull, and that happens, I think, to just about every freshman, no matter how great they are or not. And there are all sorts of things that contribute to it. You know, you're in school and you're taking classes and you're dealing with that. You're adjusting to life in college and all the attention and social stuff and playing all the time. There are a lot more games and travel and, and the competition and teams scouting you and double and triple teaming you and having talented guys double and knowing how to do that. When you went through that lull, how did you deal with it? How did you come out of it mentally?
Well, I had to get back to where I was in the beginning, where I was way more engaged on practice, way more like enthusiastic going to film and all that. I just got grounded in being close to my family again and, you know, getting back to the basics. It was one time where, I think I said it yesterday, but I was in film with Coach Menzies, and I was watching the Colorado State game, and I get the ball, and there'll be a 4 or 5 people guarding me. And so,
like, seems like 6 or 7.
Yeah, it's crazy. But he told me, like, just to slow down and just trust your teammates. And if you got them, go. But if you don't, you're going to have a teammate on the other side wide open ready to shoot. So these past two games where teams have been doubling me, I've just been taking my time and just, you know, letting the game come to me.
And it shows.
It absolutely shows. There were a couple of interior passes that you had with Shakur that have been just the things of beauty to watch.
I learned from Shakur because he's a great passer. He's probably, like, one of the best passers on the team. I think I learned a lot from him as far as that.
Yeah. That's terrific. Well, we're going to take a break. We're not going to let you go because these guys want to hear more and the folks on radio want to hear more. We're going to talk a little bit about your life outside of basketball and some of the interesting things about you and maybe some goals going forward. We got Brandon McCoy with us. We'll bring Coach Menzies back in just a little while. We're going to take a break. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
With Nevada's highest level of care, UMC is here to deliver in the clutch. We're making critical plays everywhere it counts with the state's only Level 1 Trauma Center, Nevada's only Burn Care Center, the state's sole transplant center, and Nevada's most advanced, comprehensive pediatric care at Children's Hospital of Nevada at UMC. Your hometown hospital supports our hometown team. Go Runnin' Rebels! To find out more, visit umcsn.com.
Is it garbage day? When's the last time you called mom? Should every adult have a safety kit? You've got 1,000 things to think about. At AAA, we want to take auto and home insurance off your mind. Just visit a AAA branch. Call 800-JOIN-AAA or visit AAA.com/protect for a quote. And right now, we'll give you a free safety starter kit. 2 less things to think about. 998 to go. Offer good through March 31st, 2018, while supplies last. Restrictions apply.
Runnin' Rebel Basketball is here, so you know what that means. It's the time to gather around at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And why would you go anywhere else? We have over 32 TVs, great Budweiser specials for all Rebel games, and the best bar food, voted by you in the 2017 Best of Las Vegas survey. Yep, another one. Come be a part of the excitement this season and join other Rebel fans as they cheer on the team and cheers to a win. Or if you want to host your own viewing party, ask about reserving our bungalow room. Born and Raised on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
He's down and might be out for the season.
What if basketball players had warranties? It's not pretty when you see your star player go down. It could change the whole season. But what if players had warranties? Like the 2017 Nissan Titan with America's best limited truck warranty. They'd be up and running in no time. Take on today. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the UNLV Rebels.
Go!
Call 1-888-858-8319 or see dealer for limited truck warranty details.
Discount Tire, proud sponsor of UNLV basketball, wants to know, what kind of basketball fan are you? Are you a committed fan? A cheer for the underdog fan? A shout at the ref for that call fan? No matter what, we're all fans of saving. So while the buckets drop and buzzers get beat, stop by your local Discount Tire and get the lowest prices on tires and wheels. Because saving is winning. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
Turn the world's most refreshing beer into courtside cheers. Get the Coors Light XP app to start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences and rewards, like exclusive access to your favorite sporting events and Coors Light gear. Coors Light XP. Download it from the App Store today. No purchase necessary in select states. Rewards subject to availability while supplies last. 50 US/DC 21+ only. See terms in-app and at CoorsLight.com/XP. Great beer, great responsibility. 2017 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
In a blink, just think of all the games, teams, hopes, and dreams that live and die. Because greatness lies in the blink of an eye. With the Contour Sports app from Cox, you can watch a game live and track multiple games at once, all right there on your TV. Don't miss a big play while you're checking your phone. Access the Contour Sports app from Cox with voice control or through the main menu and get stats and scores on your TV screen without interrupting the game. This is the sports app on Contour from Cox. Visit cox.com/contour to learn more.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
McCoy, who catches, turns, and shoots, and that's a pretty shot from about 12 feet. That little turnaround jumper last night, something we hadn't seen in a while. Brandon had lost his touch, but he regained it last night, led the Rebels to the victory over San Jose State, 76-67, and runner Rebels now 5-4 in conference, 16-6 overall. John Sandler, Robert Smith, and Brandon McCoy joining you from Bailiwick here inside the Orleans Hotel Casino, the Marvin Menzies radio show, visiting with BMAC, the big man. Are you having fun in college?
I'm having a lot of fun.
we're going to have a little fun now. I will tell you that I enjoyed it. Robert and I talked about it the very first game. We said the word for this year was going to be fun. We didn't know how well the season was going to go in terms of wins and losses, but we knew there was great talent on this team. We knew the kids were good character and interesting and engaging, and that it was going to be fun. And it looks like you guys, for the most part, are having fun, especially during and then the fans don't get to see this, your pregame stretch.
Oh,
when
man.
You put those bands around your ankles and the music's playing.
Oh, yeah. Cabo hates that. He always talks about our hard hats in the pregame.
But you know what? You know what I noticed before the last game? He had him turn the music up.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy. When he did that, we got real lit. Yeah.
So let me tell you what this is. So before the game, the guys come out to begin to loosen up. And they have these elastic bands, and they put them around their ankles, and they do, you know, stretching exercises with their legs. They've turned it into a dance routine. There's music playing.
It's because of Nunu, though.
Yeah, I was going to say. Nunu
started off.
So Nunu starts it, but then the second guy who got after it was Shakur.
Shakur is really like – he's probably one of the goofiest guys on the team.
Hey, I tell you what, Amari kind of sneaks his little bit in, too.
Yeah, and then there's this one down. He's all the way at the end, away from these guys.
He starts feeling it.
And then all of a sudden, you see him start getting it. I love it because, there's a lot of pressure on these guys, both in the classroom and on the court. Yeah. You got to have some
fun. Have fun. Take the pressure off.
I think so. I think that's most, really important because, at the end of the day, the basketball is just a game. It's not,
That's right.
People make it too serious than what it is. You work out all the time. You in the gym all the time. But at the end of the day, this is just a game.
It is, and it hopefully will be a career for you, and will mean for a terrific life for you. But there are other things, and you do have other things in your life. I know music is a big deal.
It's a really big deal in my life.
You play piano.
I do.
What else do you play?
I play the trombone.
Okay.
Guitar. Marimba and drums. The drums, I don't know, but
a little more complicated.
Yeah. You see what's behind you?
That's why I said
you
got to play tonight. You got to play tonight. I didn't tell you that part.
I understand piano, and I know you kind of self-taught on the piano, right?
I learned off of YouTube. Yeah.
How did that get started?
When I first moved to San Diego, I was in a music class and I was learning the guitar, and I found out that I really loved music. And so the next class after the music class was computer class. And so there I would look at tutorials on how to play certain songs in a guitar. And then I saw this one tutorial on how to play this, famous song called Moment for Life on the piano.
What?
And so my computer teacher had a keyboard that he had in the closet, and he plugged it up because I told him I want to learn it. And I ended up learning the song. And from then on, I just fell in love with the piano.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, at some point, you're going to have to play for us. But
right.
I love to play the piano for y'all.
I want you to play the trombone. How did you pick up the trombone? I mean, I understand piano and guitar. I mean, girls like guys who play guitar and all
right,
that.
Right, right.
But trombone?
Trombone?
Trombone.
I mean, could you be that smooth? Hey, watch me. I'm gonna get my trombone out now. I'm going to play your song.
Put it together.
With the trombone, at first, I really didn't even want to play it. I learned how I was in a band learning. I joined a band my junior year to learn how to play the piano better. But my teacher told me that I needed to learn how to play this instrument first. And so with the trombone, with the piano, you're in treble clef. But with the trombone, you're in bass clef. That's like the notes you read in the music. And so she said that the left hand is bass clef and the right hand is treble clef, so I had to learn how to use my left hand as well. Yeah. And
sounds like a basketball coach.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. But at the beginning, the trombone was really complicated, but I learned to love it because of the way it sounds and just how harmonic it is with the music.
Have you listened to a lot of, you know, the old jazz with the guys who were, you know, trombone aficionados? And
I have. It's I mean, just to see how good they are and how bad I am.
that's crazy.
I mean the slide and where you have to put it. That's
no numbers, and you just gotta have a feeling like you gotta really like know the note to know that you're in the right position.
Well, I think that's remarkable. What else besides music? What else in your free time, you know, whether you're you know, with friends or just quiet time by yourself? What else interests you?
I got a new dog over Christmas.
Yeah, what kind?
Her name's Betty Boop.
Betty Boop.
Betty Boop.
She's here with you in Vegas?
Oh, she is. She's here with my mom. When she gets potty trained, I'm gonna have her come over to the house a couple times.
Yeah,
but she's not gonna ever stay there because I don't want her ruining my carpet.
What kind of dog is she?
She's a Shih Tzu mixed with a Lhasa Apso, I think.
Yeah, she's a little pretty one.
Yeah, she's a little pretty little girl.
I got you. All right, Brandon. Before we let you go, we got to turn it back to basketball. And what's been the biggest surprise about playing Division I college basketball for you?
One thing that I didn't expect. Okay, even though college basketball is hard, it's kind of easy as well. Like, just because everyone is so good in high school,
you could dominate.
Yeah, like no. In high school, the defense it could be all five guys guarding one person, and the other four guys on the other team wouldn't really be able to, you know what I'm saying, contribute. But in college, because everyone is good, you can't really have too many people on one person, and so the spacing is great. And you know, I don't know, I just play up to competition, and I feel like college has really helped me.
Well, but then we're counting on you to have a lot of assists coming up.
For sure.
All right, coming up for the Rebels, you've got as tough a trip, two trips in the Mountain West as you can have, at Boise, and I know you guys owe them something.
Oh, for sure.
And then at Reno, and I will tell you that those folks don't particularly care. To quote Keith Jackson, they don't particularly care for the Rebels. That's a huge rivalry, and they're very, very, very good. And you guys will, you know, you've won two in a row, and I know you want to build on it, but this is a big challenge coming up.
I feel like these next two games are going to, you know, these are going to be some great games to play. But, you know, right now we're just focused on getting better. Coach Manzi's been in practice really pushing us and just helping us learn more about the game. And, you know, he's doing a great job at that. And I know that Chandler Hutchinson is a great player and Reno has a great team. And, you know, we're just going to go out there. We're going to give it our all. And hopefully we just come out with the W.
Love it. Love it. You come back and visit us later on in the year?
Oh, you talking about the radio show?
Yeah.
I kind of like it, so
let's have a hand for Brandon McCoy joining us here. I think you got a future, young man.
That's right.
And when you're done with your basketball career, we'll take a break. Coach Menzies will come back and join us. You're listening to the Coach Marvin Menzies radio show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
If you ever go to jail, need a little help making bail, you call Goodfellas Bail Bonds on the phone. We'll get you right back there, chilling at home, and you're free. Once you get out, we ain't finished with you. You get water, t-shirt, free ride too, and then a hug, yeah. Your nightmare and Goodfellas bail bond is your best friend. 384 jail. Forget about it.
If your vehicle needs an oil change, then go to Busy Boots Automotive at the corner of South Durango and West Flamingo. Busy Boots provides many services for free. Free diagnosis and free towing with repairs, plus free shuttle services, Wi-Fi, gourmet coffee, and much more. And talk about convenience? No appointment needed. Stop in anytime between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. First-time customers get 10% off up to $50. Visit Hamid at Busy Boots Automotive on South Durango and West Flamingo and online at busyboots.com.
Here at MJ, we believe that every day should be Valentine's Day. So we're celebrating love with 30 to 70% off select items. Check out our unique wedding bands, engagement rings, new and pre-owned luxury watches, our MJ signature ruby necklaces starting at $9.95, and of course, diamonds. So give the gift of love that lasts a lifetime. The MJ Valentine's Day sale starts now and runs through February 14th. MJ Christensen, celebrating love every day. Located in Boca Park.
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is coming up, and what better way to show your honey that you love her than with a soothing massage from Massage Bliss. Download the Massage Bliss app, pick your time, style of massage, and your therapist. At Massage Bliss, we bring the spa to you. Nothing is more convenient. Want to pamper yourself as well? Simply choose a romantic couples massage option. Download the Massage Bliss app today. That's Massage, B-L-I-S-S. We bring the spa to you.
Inside, shot blocked by Clyburn. Jordy the other way. Jordy down the right side. Jordy gets fouled, lays it up and in. Jordy Johnson, part of a Rebel win last night, as the Rebels did a great job pushing the basketball. A lot of fast break points, and that was a huge three-point play that Jordy had when San Jose State was trying to sneak back into the game. Runner Rebels come away with a victory, and now 5-4 in Mountain West Conference play, and getting ready for a very, very tough two-game stretch away from the Thomas and Mack. John Sandler, Robert Smith with you. We're gonna do something a little bit different right now. We're gonna do a little brief chat with Ryan Viner. Ryan is with the coaching for literacy campaign that you saw Coach Menzies and the other Rebel coaches wearing those green ties last night at the game. That was in honor of and recognition of this Coaching for Literacy campaign, and we have Ryan. Ryan, you with us?
I'm here, John. How you doing?
Good, Ryan. Thank you so much for joining us. Ryan, the Executive Director of Coaching for Literacy. Tell us a little bit about the program, because it's the second year in a row the Rebels have been a part of it. I know Marvin Menzies, it's a big deal to him, and getting literacy and reading campaigns in the schools, something that he cares deeply about.
Yeah, John, second year working with Coach Menzies and the staff at UNLV. It's actually our fourth season to be doing Fight for Literacy games, and we're working with over 40 NCAA men's programs this season. The goal, in short, is to do two things. We want to first raise awareness about the issue of illiteracy there in Nevada and in Las Vegas nationwide, and then secondly, we want to raise financial support for local literacy programs nationwide.
How do people get involved in the Coaching for Literacy program? How would they support it if they wanted to?
If you wanted to support Coaching for Literacy, in every single community where we work, we have a local community partner. In Las Vegas, we're working with the city of Las Vegas, and we actually have the opportunity to raise $10,000. And the way that works is every single time somebody, a unique individual, tweets or uses the hashtag fight for literacy, we will be able to donate $1 up to a maximum of $10,000. So got a lot of money there on the line to be deployed in the city of Las Vegas, and we need as many people to use that hashtag as possible to raise as much as we can.
Okay, so just to repeat for the folks here who might not have heard it, use the hashtag Fight for Literacy on Twitter, and every time you use that hashtag, another dollar is donated to the program, up to $10,000 locally for literacy programs here in Clark County. Ryan, we really appreciate you coming on with us, and it's a tremendous cause. My wife's a school teacher, and we are big proponents of education and literacy in particular. I know it's a big deal to Coach Menzies as well, and keep up the good work, and I'm sure we'll get a chance to be a participant next year as well.
Yeah, thank you, John. We really appreciate it. Thankful for Coach and Preston Laird and Autumn Spicer, the entire UNLV athletic staff. You've got a crew out there you should really be proud of.
We certainly are. Ryan Viner, Executive Director of Coaching for Literacy. Appreciate him. We'll take a break, come back, and Head Coach Marvin Menzies will rejoin us. You're listening to the Coach Marvin Menzies Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
Energy never disappears. It simply gets passed on to the next person and the next. Until before you know it, the entire community can feel it. In the last 5 years, we've given more than $27 million and over 175,000 volunteer hours to Nevada nonprofits. And we'll continue to give back, because what's good for the community is good for all of us. Learn more at nvenergy.com/powerofgood.
He's down and might be out for the season.
What if basketball players had warranties? It's not pretty when you see your star player go down. It could change the whole season. But what if players had warranties? Like the 2017 Nissan Titan with America's best limited truck warranty. They'd be up and running in no time. Take on today. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the UNLV Rebels.
Go Rebels!
Call 1-888-858-8319 or see dealer for limited truck warranty details.
There are things all doctors have in common, like advanced degrees and impressive medical knowledge. So what separates Dignity Health doctors from the rest? Kindness. We believe that patients treated with kindness heal quicker. Studies have even proven it to be true. Maybe that's why more and more people choose our physicians. Find your new doctor at dhmgnv.org. Dignity Health, including caring doctors from Dignity Health Medical Group, Nevada. Hello, human kindness.
Discount Tire, proud sponsor of UNLV basketball, wants to know, what kind of basketball fan are you? Are you a committed fan? A cheer for the underdog fan? A shout at the ref for that call fan? No matter what, we're all fans of saving. So while the buckets drop and buzzers get beat, stop by your local Discount Tire and get the lowest prices on tires and wheels. Because saving is winning. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
Ball to Fisher, pass stolen by Houston. Houston down the right side. Houston all the way under. Tomahawk, slam, dunk.
Yeah, he waited for that one.
Shakur Houston getting himself a breakaway and a slam dunk in last night's victory over San Jose State. John Sandler, Robert Smith, rejoined by Head Coach Marvin Menzies now. Rebels 16-6 and heading on a road trip. And Coach, I don't know if you heard that, but I'm really worried about that young man, Brandon McCoy. I mean, you know, ignoring the fact that he struggles on the basketball court, there's no personality, not very bright, you know, so retiring.
Social recluse. You know, I'm working with him. It's a process. You know, it's funny thing is, as mentor Sean said, when we were sitting over there, he said, you know, at first he didn't really want to. He was a little worried about speaking. And then we sat there, we're watching him, and it was like, it's a Brandon McCoy show. Welcome to the show.
Did you hear him at the end? We asked him, we said, we going to come back? And he said, yeah, you know, I kind of like this.
That's who he is, guys.
It's got to be so much fun having kids like him, and you've got more than one.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
everybody's unique, but having engaged, intelligent, outgoing kids like that with personality.
It's recruit. You know, you gotta do your background when you're bringing kids into your program, and
you do
make sure they have like the movie said, the right stuff. You know, it makes a difference.
Well, that stuff's about to be tested, and I feel for college basketball coaches because they get about eight seconds.
Finally, somebody.
Yeah, I didn't say you in particular, you know. Okay. All right, we'll include you too. You get about 8 seconds to enjoy two terrific wins. And the team playing so well, and now you got to think about going to Boise and going to Reno.
Right.
And that it doesn't get any tougher in conference right now.
No.
Yeah, well, we're thinking about going to Boise.
Yeah.
And then I don't even know what game is after that.
I got it. All right.
It's dark light. I know there's another team on the schedule, but I almost really literally don't know. I mean, I do know, but obviously, but because of your daily checklist things to do, which is preparation for the one right in front of you. You just keep grinding through it, you know, and it's a process to embrace, because when it's going well, and you can't live and die on the losses and wins. Obviously, it's tough not to go down a little bit on a loss, the wins are really more like relief, and then you get to the next game. But I think at the end of the day, the journey daily of like coaching these guys up and trying to figure out what they need each day and to gauge their emotion, to gauge their fatigue level, to gauge, you know, what type of practice they can handle. And it's a bit of a puzzle, you know, every day to try to figure out what they need to get the best preparation. So like today, for example, I asked Brandon and I asked a couple of the guys, I said, okay, all right, how do you guys feel? You know, how are your bodies feeling? You know, and couple guys said, you know, I'm a little tired, coach, and a little fatigue. I said, okay, well, here's what we got to do then. And then you give them the script of, all right, this is how we get through it. This is what you think about. And then if their responses were different, then maybe the practice goes a little bit different. But we got to have their fresh legs and we got to have their minds in tune for what they need to do to win the game on Saturday.
Robert, you know that basketball is as much about matchups as anything. And you know, Boise State, because of the way they play, the way they spread the floor, they have multiple guys who can shoot from the outside. Hutchinson is a handful all by himself with the way he can score from anywhere and get to the basket. I think Boise, we haven't seen Reno yet. We haven't seen Wyoming yet. But they may be as tough a matchup from that perspective for the Rebels as anybody in the conference.
Yeah, because of their style of play, you know, their players, you know, it's not a typical matchup where you get, Brandon's got a guy his size that he's guarding. You know, like you say, it's a matchup and how you have to play them.
You know, Bill Russell used to say he could watch any team and just look at their five guys that were going to play the bulk of minutes and the other five guys that were going to play the bulk of minutes, and he could predict who the winner was going to be.
Just
evaluating those man-on-man, war-within-the-war kind of scenarios. And it's usually pretty true. I mean, because at the end of the day, there's a lot of guys that can shine in a given game, but there's five. And so typically the numbers are going to work out that way if you just got better players on the floor, the chances are you're gonna come out victorious.
From a coaching standpoint, you talk about that puzzle, and from a planning and a strategizing and an intellectual standpoint, do you enjoy that second game against a team? You've seen them once, win or lose, you know adjustments are going to be made. If you lost, and in this case the Rebels lost to Boise State, and it was really one of the few games where they were actually beaten by the other team.
I think we lost by – what did we lose, by seven?
No, I think it was a little bit larger than that. I'll go back and look at it.
Yeah, but even that game, as I watched the film on it, I mean, we didn't play bad the whole game. You know, we had bad possessions periodically, but we had
–
it was a nine-point game, right? And you would have think that we got clobbered, right? I mean, that's how it feels because losing sucks. so you go, oh, my God, yeah, Boise beat us pretty bad. Yeah, it wasn't even double digits. But it was home. It was the first game. We were, I think, 11-2 at the time. So there's all these things on the surrounding the perimeter, for lack of a better word, that make it more painful. But so to your original question of do I enjoy putting that together? No question. That's the chess part. That's the where you think as a coach you can make a difference, because the players are still the same, right? So what adjustments can we make to give ourselves a strategical advantage? And that's what we worked on today, tomorrow, and then Saturday, the shoot around before the game.
From a player's perspective, Robert, you go up against a team that beat you, especially a team that beat you at home.
Right.
It's got to put a little extra, little juice in the engine.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, whenever you get beat by a team, it doesn't matter whether it's there or at home. Well, at home, you want to beat them even more.
No question.
But, you know, losing that first game to a team and coming back, you want to get that win.
Well, the Rebels will have the chance. It's Saturday late afternoon Las Vegas time, a 5 o'clock tip here, and a 4:30 Runner Rebel warm-up show. Robert and I have all the action for you. Rebels then on the road the following Wednesday up in Reno. Won't be back at the Thomas and Mack until after our next show here. That's next Thursday night here at Bailiwick. I want to thank a terrific crowd for coming out tonight. Oh, yeah. Really
very
appreciate
good crowd.
It.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so
appreciate
much.
You.
It makes a big difference. Thanks to Brandon McCoy making his radio debut. He'll have a regular show by next week.
The Brandon Show next week.
Absolutely. I want to thank Chris Chabot back at our studios. Brad alongside here for Robert and Coach. This is John Sandler saying thanks for listening. We'll talk to you Saturday from Boise. Have a great evening, everybody.